This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi. We told you recently about a proposal by Greyhound Racing New South Wales to establish a 400-bed, $33 million greyhound rehoming and retraining facility at Martindale. The local residents aren't happy, and we spoke to one of them, Trevor Young, who expressed a number of concerns, including what is included and what's not being included in the process with the application that's currently before council and will then go to the relevant higher planning authorities. Well, there's been some developments on this, and I thought we should update everyone on what's been going on. And joining me this morning, Lisa Ryan, the regional organiser of Campaigns for Animal Liberation Australia. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
So, first of all, we were talking off-air. When I spoke to local residents, they were saying that Animal Liberation was responsible for about 600 of the objections that were lodged on this planning proposal, but I understand it's actually a lot higher than that.
It is. When we first became aware of this proposed development from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, and this is something we do on a fairly regular basis, we will support communities and certainly object and oppose any harmful development where it's going to cause suffering or we've got concerns about the welfare of the particular animals, in this case greyhounds. So my colleague and myself compiled a very comprehensive objection. It's about 50 pages long, where we went through Greyhound Racing New South Wales' statement of environmental effects, and we basically responded to all of their proposals of how this was going to operate, how they were going to build it, when it was going to happen, how many dogs were involved. But in addition to that, because there is a very strong opposition to greyhound racing generally across Australia and certainly in New South Wales, we often give our Animal Lib members and our supporters the opportunity to have a say as well, knowing that they may not have the same level of knowledge or experience that I do or my colleagues do in writing formal submissions. So we set up a guide on how people, how general public could lodge an objection, and we had just under 900 of our supporters and members of the New South Wales public also lodge a formal submission objecting to these plans. So we consider ourselves to be a pretty important stakeholder here, one, because we've submitted a very comprehensive 50-page objection, and two, because nearly 900 people lodged from Animal Liberation's perspective also lodged a personal objection as well.
Okay, so you have found out recently that there has been some communications back to some of those who put in an objection, but not everyone, and you're concerned that Musselbrook Shire Council is being very selective with what information they share with who. Have you raised this with council?
I have. So because a period of time had elapsed from when we put our objection in, I contacted council, and I'd also been advised that some locals in Martindale had received documents that had not been made available to us, and as far as I know, to anybody else. So I raised the matter with council's director of planning and environment and said, look, this is what we've been told. I'm very concerned that we don't have an objective process happening here if you've handed out documents from Greyhound Racing New South Wales and Animal Lib hasn't seen them and other people who've made submissions haven't seen them. What's going on? So council came back to me and said that Greyhound Racing New South Wales were preparing a response to all the public submissions and some sort of operational plan to give people a bit more of an understanding of how this supposed rehoming facility is supposed to operate. And I said, well, that may be the case, and they may be preparing new documents, but we are aware that they've already prepared some documents and you've handed them out to some members of the community, but you haven't handed them out to all of them. So I reminded council of their obligations under planning legislation, that they needed to be fair and objective and unbiased, and that everybody was supposed to have the same information. So when I wrote to them a second time, that was sort of in the last sort of 48 hours, I haven't had a response to that. Hopefully I will get a response in the next couple of days. But we're certainly going to be holding them to account in terms of an equality of information to everybody. I've also suggested to council that given the enormity of this proposed development, and that I'm expecting Greyhound Racing New South Wales responses will be significant, that it probably should go back out to public exhibition a second time, so that for at least 4 weeks, so that we all have time to review the new information and respond again. Because the only way the planning panel can make an appropriate decision for or against is if they hear all sides of the argument, not just from Greyhound Racing New South Wales and what they're purporting they're trying to build, which from their perspective they're saying it's a rehoming facility. We disagree with that. We say it's basically going to be a warehouse for discarded industry dogs who've no longer wanted, no longer seen profitable, and that their Greyhound Racing New South Wales record with looking after discarded greyhounds and their own rehoming organisation's success in rehoming these dogs that are no longer considered profitable is not good. It's not up to scratch. So while there are certainly lots of issues with roads and flooding and bushfire-prone land and, you know, what's going to happen with the noise of 400 dogs barking, we're also focusing very much on the fact that this facility, if the greyhound racing participants were doing the right things by their dogs, and, you know, they're given financial incentives to do that, if Greyhound Racing New South Wales enforced that and the Welfare and Integrity Commission enforced that, we wouldn't need a facility to house 400 dogs.
Okay, so just finally, the Greyhound Racing New South Wales had a deadline of last Friday to submit the additional information that had been requested by council. Are you aware whether they met that deadline?
Well, I don't know. And until Greyhound Racing New South Wales are normally not good at responding to any inquiries from anybody unless it's the minister. So there's no point in me even trying to get that information out of them. And until council confirm they've received it, we've got no way of knowing. The best I can do at this stage is to continue to engage in emails with council saying, this was the deadline, where is the information, how long have we got to review it, and compile another submission.
Okay, well, on behalf of the Martindale community and yourself and everyone else that's lodged, submissions to the planning application, I'll make contact with council and find out the answer to that question, as well as why they were giving information out to some parties and not others. Lisa Ryan, thank you very much for joining me here on Hunter Valley today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
That was Lisa Ryan, the regional organiser for Campaigns for Animal Liberation Australia. This is Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.